Louisiana's Supreme Court has ruled former LSU football coach Ed Orgeron's ex-wife is entitled to half of his $17 million buyout. Here's Case Kieschnick.
There's an old phrase, it's cheaper to keep her. Well, in this case, it's $8 million not to keep her.
Legal analyst Franz Borchardt says the Supreme Court overruled the lower court in favor of Kelly Orgeron 5-2. Borchardt says Coach O could appeal the decision, but he's not sure how much further he'd get on a matter of Louisiana family law.
Unless there's some kind of loophole that we're not seeing, I think it's pretty much done.
Orgeron signed his final LSU contract just 43 days before the couple filed for divorce.
I would say she not only scored a touchdown, but she got the two-point conversion as well.
I'm Case Kieschnick.
State Senator Royce Duplessis says he'll run for mayor of New Orleans after all. He says he's reconsidered his decision not to run after hearing from voters about their frustrations and disappointment with the city's direction. Duplessis has said he will make the announcement official tomorrow. We're coming up on yet another holiday weekend. The 4th of July is this Friday, and AAA says it expects more than 72 million people to head out of town, the vast majority by car. Don Redman with AAA Louisiana says the calendar this year makes for a prolonged 4th of July holiday.
When we find the holiday, such as 4th of July, that falls on a Friday or even a close to the weekend, that just adds more people to the road who want to start that vacation. So it's underway as we speak now.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jean Burns on TIX FM.